Baruch Hashem, it's day number 8 of our daily study of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a special day in the 3 chapters a day of Mishnah Torah track because we're making our first siyum on a set of halachas. We're finishing Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Those are basic theological foundations of Jewish belief. And we're starting Hilchos Deos, the laws of temperament or of personal character development. And you're going to see in our study of the daily Sefer HaMitzvahs, you'll see how we shift the types of mitzvahs that we're learning when we go from, we transition from the mitzvahs corresponding to Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, which are more theological, and Hilchos Deos, which are more about personal character development. So, I'll point that out to you when that shift happens. So let's start with, we have 4 mitzvahs today. Negative commandment number 64, a prohibition. Now, this prohibition is the flip side of a positive commandment that we had yesterday. Yesterday, we had a positive commandment to listen to a bona fide prophet. And how do we establish a bona fide prophet? For that, you have to study Mishnah Torah. It tells us the criteria over there. But the negative prohibition, which is the first mitzvah we're studying today, negative prohibition number 64, is the prohibition against testing a prophet after he's been established as verified. So it's interesting because the Torah, actually the verse there says, don't test Hashem, but it's understood to mean do not test the prophet sent by Hashem. Do not test Hashem's prophet. All right. Now, watch the transition because that was really the end of mitzvahs that correspond to Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, which are basic tenets of belief. Now we're switching to Hilchos Deos, which again I said is personal character development, or for want of a fancier term, I'll say becoming a mensch the way that Torah defines a mensch. And is there really any other form of mensch, right? So the next 3 mitzvahs are mitzvahs that correspond to the Hilchos Deos mitzvahs. Okay, the first one that we have that corresponds to Hilchos Deos is positive commandment number 8, which is V'alach de'bedrachav, to go in Hashem's ways. You shall go in his ways. What does it mean to go in his ways? I'll give you a fancy academic term in Latin, if you want to sound fancy, imitatio Dei, to emulate, to imitate the divine. And that sounds very abstract. So what does it mean? Our sages tell us it means a bunch of things that are not mitzvahs in their own right, but they are part and parcel of trying to emulate Hashem. What does it mean to emulate Hashem? Our sages say, just as he is compassionate, you should be compassionate. Just as he is merciful, you should be merciful. And that expresses itself behaviorally in conduct such as, the examples given are clothing the naked, visiting the sick, burying the dead. So that would all go under that category of positive commandment number 8, which is emulating Hashem. Okay, positive commandment number 6 is clinging to the sages. Now, it's interesting. I mentioned before the first mitzvah we learned today, not to test the prophet. It really says don't test Hashem. So similarly, clinging to the sages, the mitzvah, the way it says in Torah is uladavka voy, and to cling to him. Him means Hashem. So why do we say the mitzvah is to cling to the sages? So our sages say, well, how do you cling to Hashem? Is he not a consuming fire? How can you cling to fire? So the answer is you cling to the sage. You have a close relationship with the Torah scholar, and that's how you cling to Hashem. And if you really want to understand this properly, you have to learn Tanya, specifically chapter 2 of Tanya, where it explains how all the neshamas originally come from this very lofty level where they're all bound up with Hashem, but through the process of embodiment, we become estranged from our source and our origin and our true selves. But what happens is you find a true Torah scholar, somebody who's a living embodiment of Hashem's wisdom and will here on this earth, and you connect to that person, and through that relationship with that person, what are you really doing? You're reconnecting to your own lost identity, to your true self, the way that you really are in your origin, which is bound up with Hashem. So basically through this associative property, you connect to the scholar to reconnect to yourself, which is connecting to Hashem. You followed that? Okay. Again, learn chapter 2 of Tanya. And speaking of Tanya, you really got to learn Tanya to understand positive commandment number 206. You know which chapter of Tanya? You'll tell me in 1 second. Positive commandment 206 is love your fellow as yourself. That, of course, you got to learn Petig Lev, the 32nd chapter of Tanya to really understand that. But without getting into the Hasidic explanation of love your fellow as yourself, I'll explain very simple. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam just says, you know what it means? It means we're talking about practical things, financial and material things, that if you would want it, so you should want that for your friend. And if you wouldn't want something, like you would feel it would be undesirable, then you shouldn't want your friend to have that. That's what it means. Okay, we're going to continue with more of these mitzvahs that correspond to Hilchos Deos, and hopefully we'll not just learn about them, but we'll try to put them into practice too as we're going through the daily study. See you tomorrow.